Welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're here in the Unstoppable HQ in Santa Barbara, California. Hey, check it out. Before I get into this message, make sure that you subscribe and share this channel. We're going to blow this thing up, man. We're on a mission to change the world, but I can't do it by myself. I tell you this all the time. I need you. I need you to step it up. I need you to share these messages. I need your support. So do me a favor, subscribe and share this with somebody that you know needs to get fired up in their life right now, okay? And if you haven't reached out to me or followed me on Instagram, Shawn_Crane_official, make sure you shoot me a DM. I want to reach you. I want to reach you on multiple platforms. I want to share this content. I need to get inside your mind, man. I want to shift your thinking, shift your perspective. I want to get you fired the fuck up. I can't do that if I just reach you once in a while. I want you to hear these messages daily. Because look, I'm committed to putting out this content every day of my life until I die. Multiple times, multiple platforms. Like, this is what All In looks like. You know why I do this? I do this for this message that I'm about to share with you right now. Okay, I just got back from Tampa. I went and spoke at the Moving Titan Retreat. Now, this is an event for movers, individuals who own moving companies. What the hell am I doing there, right? I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a performance coach. Why would they have me at their event? This is for business owners for moving companies. Well, let me tell you why they had me there. Because I got a story and I've been sharing it for 6 years since I got out of prison. Because I've consistently elevated my life and I've documented it every single day. And I've shown people what I'm doing to transform my life. What I'm doing to be a better husband and father. What I'm doing to stay in peak physical condition. What I'm doing to consistently create opportunities. Like, I'm documenting all of it. So because of social media and because of my work ethic and because of my desire to impact the world, I'm able to make an impact on other people. I'm able to get on these stages and leverage these platforms in order to change lives on a massive scale. And that's my mission. My mission is to change the lives of 1 billion people. 1 billion people. Look, how big are you dreaming? How big are you thinking? Are you playing small? Are you restricting and holding yourself back because of your limited thinking? Look, cut that shit out right now. I want you to recognize that whatever you believe is true. And the bigger you're willing to dream, the farther you're going to go in life. You have to recognize that. The only reason that you don't get to a place in life that's just phenomenal is because you held back. You're capable just like I am. But do you want it as bad as I do? Do you want it as bad as I do? If so, then show me. Prove it. Post it on social media. Tag me. Fire up the world. Let's support each other because iron sharpens iron and I need you. I need you to get fired up every day. I think of you when the alarm clock's going off in the morning. I think of all the men and all the people out there struggling just like I did one day. Just like I did back when I was a youngster and I was just depressed. I was just going through hell. I was abusing myself with drugs and alcohol. I show up every day for all the men in the world who are struggling right now with mental health. All the men right now who are battling addiction. All the men right now who want to be better fathers and leaders for their families, but they can't make the change. I'm showing up because I got to reach them. I got to reach them. Whether it's on social media, whether it's in person, down at the coffee shop, or whether it's on stage. Okay, so I'm bringing that energy to every platform. I'm bringing that passion to every message I share. Now, if you get me in a room with 200, 400, 500, 1,000 business owners, and these are individuals that are leading teams, these are men who have families to provide for, you better believe that I'm going to pierce through to their heart and soul with my message and transform the way they live forever. That's why I'm speaking at these events, right? Because I can get through to people because I know what it's like to go to hell and back. I know what it's like to be at rock bottom. I can draw from that pain and I can transfer it to other people. And I can transfer my message in such a profound way that it resonates with people. And so check this out. This is so cool, man. On the way home from Tampa, I was looking at some of the posts and content that went out about the event. And I saw this message, right? The Moving Titan Retreat Facebook page. They're asking, who are the most notable speakers? What was some of the takeaways you had from the event? And this individual said, Shawn Michael Crane. He changed my perspective on life. I don't want to put it all out there for everyone to know, but man, you made it so easy for me to come home and clean up parts of my life that needed to go. While you were on stage, Shawn, I had someone at my house packing up my bar area and removing it all from my property. No kidding. I've got a baby on the way, and he or she will be raised in a 100% sober environment. Out with the garbage. Thank you, sir. May God continue to bless you. Like, damn, dude, doesn't that message fire you up? Like, if that can't get you excited, then I don't know what the hell will. I love seeing people make a commitment and take action. That individual didn't even wait till I was off stage speaking before he was texting somebody back home to get all of the booze out of his house. Like, this is what's going to change not only your life and the people around you, but your kids and the people that are going to come after you. It's those hard decisions, man. It's those moments of clarity when you see who you want to be and you're willing to act upon it. See, most people's problem is they know deep down inside who they want to be. They know the changes that they want to make, but they're unwilling to fully commit, right? So when I speak on stage or when I'm sharing my content on social media, my objective is to get you to feel something stirring within to the point where you have to act upon it. You know why? Because I was that guy for 10 years who had that feeling, that desire, that energy stirring within, but I continued to suppress it. I ignored it. I stayed in denial. I numbed myself. And because of that, I wasted 10 years of my life, 10 years that I'll never get back. Now, are you that person right now that knows you need to change, but you're continuing to procrastinate? You're continuing to numb yourself like I did? You're staying in denial? What's it going to take, motherfucker? What's it going to take? You have to recognize that that truth that you feel inside of you about who you want to be, that's a gift from God, and that's your blueprint to the ultimate success in life. I'm telling you, man, all you have to do is be courageous enough to follow that path. You don't necessarily know where it's going to take you. It's not going to be all easy and straightforward. It's going to be a battle, but I'm telling you, that's your path in life. That's going to lead you to the most peace, the most gratitude. That's going to lead to a life of success. How many people have a feeling inside of them about who they want to be, but they ignore it and they try to find their own way. They try to do it their own way. And because of that, they never reach it to a point in life where they're truly happy and content. They're always struggling. They're never fully at peace. They're never happy. There's always shit going wrong in their life. And the truth of the matter is they're doing it to themselves. So, man, I just wanted to share that message with you. I got so many messages from this last event about people who were impacted by my message, people who resonated with not just my story, but really the mission I'm on to change the world. Because you know what? We all feel that inside of us. We all want to be great. We all want to be somebody that positively impacts people in our lives. We all want to be remembered by all these great things we've done, but very few will, because most individuals aren't courageous enough to follow that path in their heart. If you have faith and you have courage, and I'm telling you, man, you follow that path that your heart is calling you to take, you will find so much success in your life and you'll be the happiest version of yourself you've ever been.